Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So this last day of minicamp today out in Ashburn is going to be a quick one, at least according to the schedule. And then Dan Quinn will likely talk after practice. And I'm sure he'll be asked about the health of Noah Brown. Noah Brown yesterday was carted off the field. You hate to see anybody get injured this time of year. I guess there was a catch and a go to the ground, then he got up and then he needed help walking off the field, and then eventually a cart came out and got him. He tossed his helmet out of frustration. But this time of year, just so you know, there's no requirement to report anything about injuries. So whether or not they'll say anything, it's June 12th. They don't have a game. There's no competitive advantage gained necessarily. But, you know, Noah Brown coming off what he came off of in that Tennessee game, the kidney injury, which was very acute and very, in the moment, scary for everybody involved. But he was able to, you know, mend from that. They signed him. He was a favorite last year, no doubt, of Jaden Daniels. So fingers crossed that Noah Brown will be okay. Meantime, Marshawn Lattimore back yesterday. He spoke. He talked about being timid last year and not being himself. I think that's obvious. We saw that in the player. He was injured, didn't even get into the lineup, you know, a couple of games after he was traded for, then sat another couple of games, then returned for the postseason and didn't play well. He was not 100% healthy. He was not 100% acclimated. We need to see that this year. He said some nice things about Trey Amos yesterday. Lattimore did. By the way, he said he's feeling much better and feels right now. So that's good news. It's June 12th for what it's worth. But I was thinking about Trey Amos in particular because he was a player that certainly could have gone in the first round and didn't go until, you know, the end or towards the end of the second round. You know, you can't have high expectations for rookie corners. The majority of the time, it is a position that needs time. It is a position that coaches end up not feeling totally comfortable without the reps and the experience. It's much different than in college at that position. Schemes are much different. Like, I like Trey Amos's talent. We talked a little bit about him before the draft. I like that they picked him. I had no problem with them picking him where they picked him. I thought it looked like tremendous value. We'll see. But I don't have super high expectations for Amos in his rookie year. The Sauce Gardners and the Pat Surtans of the world are the exceptions to the rule. You know, even the year that Mikey Sanders still had last year, much more of exceptions to the rule. You see corners come around in year two, year three. It is a position of experience. Running backs, rookies, they thrive. Sometimes you get rookie wide receivers that can thrive. You get rookie pass rushers who can thrive. But in the true thinking, scheme-related, big adjustment-related to NFL wide receivers and NFL passing schemes, corners tend to take time. Look, he may be the exception to the rule. Maybe he ends up being Surtain or Sauce Gardner. Keep in mind, those guys were super high draft choices. But maybe he ends up being Sanristil. Sanristil was outstanding last year as a rookie. Outstanding. It does, though, like overall defensively, and these are our biggest questions about our football team, is did they get better defensively? Certainly based on where they were last year with Benjamin St. Juste, with Mike Davis, who they signed, remember, from the Chargers. And this time last year, we weren't sure what that meant. We thought veteran corner, he's probably going to play. You know, they obviously had a rookie second-round pick that they really liked in Sanristil, but there was no, you know, discussion that he was going to be a major factor as a rookie. You had Emmanuel Forbes this time last year. Let's not forget, there was still some hope that maybe, you know, Forbes would develop into, you know, a level in which he was drafted. Obviously, that did not happen. But it looks different this year. It just looks a lot different than what it looked like last year. There's no guarantee that it will be different because I think 100% the corner position this year, the production of it in 2025, you know, based on typically rookies don't break out at that position rookie year. There are exceptions. I mentioned some of them. The Surtains, certainly the Sauce Gardeners. Go back to Patrick Peterson, you know, which was 2012, 2011, 2010, somewhere around there. Sanristil had a really good year. But this comes down to Marshon Lattimore. You know, we may find that Amos was ready, and it's Amos and Sanristil and Igbinoghene or Jonathan Jones. But by the way, adding Jones into the equation, too. You've got a veteran corner, you know, along. Their overall skill level, talent level is a better situation than they had last year. But to me, their back end play really hinges on Marshon Lattimore. They have a Pro Bowl caliber corner. He has played at a very high level in the NFL. That's what they traded for. They need to see that. And if you get that from Lattimore in 2025, imagine how much that helps Sanristil. Imagine, you know, the benefit and the time you're able to give to Trey Amos.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lattimore is the key, man, to that back end. Now, what's always the key to the back end is the front end and what kind of pass rush pressure you get and how well you can stop the run when you can put them into more predictable down and distances. You start giving up 4.5-5 yards per carry, you're off balance. You don't know what's coming next, and that could be very difficult. And we saw a lot of that last year when teams had Washington defensively in a bind and off balance and not knowing what was coming next. And that really started more often than not with the ability to rush the football. Lattimore, huge key to 2025. Because I can't sit here, you know, without some hope or wishing that Trey Amos is going to be a major factor as a rookie. It just usually doesn't happen with rookie corners. You know, the other thing too is just the, you know, will they be in a better position with Will Harris than they were with Jeremy Chinn? Who knows? All right. We will keep you posted on what's going on at camp. Dan Quinn expected to speak sometime next hour. We'll carry some of that, maybe not all of it, like we have the first 2 days. Not a lot being said. I think the one interesting thing that he said yesterday is when he talked about Brian Robinson being healthy and having a really good offseason, because that's one of those positions and really the position offensively that's interesting. Oh, did you see the video going around Debo running a route?
Yes, many people are calling him fat or heavily implying that he is fat.
Okay. So my son sent this to me last night. He's like, oh my God, is Debo Samuel slow, fat, or both? He does look chunky. There's no doubt he looks chunky. But people, you can't judge his speed off of shorts, shirts, and basically, you know, shells and walkthroughs and half speeds.
We're also three months out from the season. I guarantee you he's not at playing weight yet.
But the speed thing, I'm like, are you guys kidding? They're not running at full speed in a lot of these drills. Oh my God, the ignorance of some of these people on social media who take these videos from minicamp and go nuts over them. Now, with that said, he does look chunky.
A little bit.
He does look chunky.
He looks closer to my weight than he should be, yeah.
But you got, like you said, he's got another 7 weeks before camp starts.
Yeah. Right? You got some time?
Something like that.
Better lock it on vacation, Debo.
George Kittle, his former teammate, saw the reaction to Debo Samuel. And he tweeted out responding to the responses to Debo. He said, quote, it's called group install. When players jog through plays, knock it off. Yeah. And like, then, come on.
And then Bobby Wagner replied to that same tweet and said, exactly. So
wait, who did?
Bobby Wagner replied to the same George Kittle tweet and just said word.
It has nothing to do. The people that were so dialed in and focused in on the speed missed the, if there was a takeaway, it was he looks a little chunky. Other than that, I mean, who knows? I mean, I haven't seen Debo Samuel this time of year, not in our uniform, but the talk of lack of speed when they are going through walkthroughs or jogthroughs or whatever in minicamp. Wow. The NFL, man, to be able to take this insignificant content and turn it into the conversations that they get out of this, brilliant. It is the all-time 12-month league. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Gennetti. He is the co-founder of SpotRack. He's got thoughts on what Terry McLaurin's contract should look like. And we'll look ahead to 2027. Because 2 years from now, Jaden Daniels very likely is the highest paid player in the history of the league. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.